baking bread on top of the stove. A little flat. A very flat. I think my mother called it a hoe cake baker.
Yeah.
But that was a spider.
I remember seeing it in the book. Okay, now what did you use it with? Big and black and gorge clothes in it?
Big wash pot.
Okay. Now, what did you use for eating utensils? Name your eating utensils that you use. To set the table with.
Well, I have plates, cup and saucer, tea glass, your napkin.
What do you use to eat with?
Spoons, knife, fork, and spoon.
All right, and then when you get through eating that good meal, what do you have to do?
Oh, that's where the rub comes. You have to wash those awful dishes.
And then after you wash the dishes, what do you do to them in clear water?
You have to rinse them. Mm-hmm.
And what do you use for washing? What kind of cloth?
I usually use a sponge, but they used to have dish rags. Mm-hmm. Scald them in the hot water.
Now, what did you call a cloth that you use for drying dishes?
Drying cloth.
Okay. Now, what do you use when you take a bath? What kind of cloth?
Bath cloth.
Now, after bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
Big towel. Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you turn on at the water pipe? What does the water come out of?
Spigot.
All right. Now, if it was so cold that the water froze and the water pipes did what? If you didn't turn your water off or something, what would it do?
The pipes would freeze.
Now, if you stick a pin in a balloon, what would it do?
Pop.
Or something else. Can you think of another word to use for that?
Burst.
Okay. Now, what did molasses used to come in when you buy it in a... Did your father ever buy a whole lot of molasses for his tenants, maybe, at the store? What did it come in?
I believe that it was in little kegs.
In a keg.
Keg.
Okay. How about the lard? What did it come in?
It came in cans. Stand.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what did you use to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle? What's the little thing that you take?
Funnel.
And what did you use to urge your horses to go faster when you were riding in the buggy?
A whip. You say, get up.
I'm going to let you call the cows in a little while. Did you ever call the cows, Mr. B?
I'm still be thinking about
that. Oh, man. Okay, if you brought fruit at the store, what would the grocer put them in? Put your fruit in?
Would be a bag.
Mm-hmm. What sort of bag, Mr. D?
Nowadays they're putting it in plastic, but it used to be just plain paper bags.
All right. Now, how did your father buy flour? I mean, when he bought flour, it didn't come in a paper bag like it does. Then what did it come in?
Big sacks.
What kind of sacks? What was it made out of, Mr. D? Was it paper or?
No, it was cloth.
It was cloth.
Bags.
Uh-huh.
Big cloth bags.
You ever had a flower sack dress? Did you ever wear a flower sack dress?
No. I've heard some real fancy tales about that.
Okay. Now, what did you call the bag, the sack, that potatoes are shipped in?